very familiar passage to us. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I was just kind of glancing over this and just notice the exhortation that he's given. I mean, we know chapter 11, the hall of faith that's often called to, it just lists all these different people that went before us and the faith that they had. But the exhortation is for us to do what they did, laying aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us. If you go through, it's hard, honestly, it's hard to see in some of them. Some of the people in here, they didn't seem to do as well of a job as laying aside certain sins or things that slowed them down, and yet they are listed here as the faithful. Samson being a big one there, but yet at the end of it all, he gave up his own life to defeat the enemies of God. And it wasn't all about him anymore. But we're called to do what they did, and that, and we're called to run the race that's set before us. Not the race that's set before each other. And this is really where there can be somewhat of a personal, less than corporate feel. I mean, we're together as a body. We experience much of the same things, but we also experience different things, have our own individual lives, individual trials and things like that. And we're called to run that race, live our life that God sets before us, setting our eyes on him, not on each other, not looking at other people and, oh, well, look what they're doing. I could never do that. No, fixing our eyes on Christ, which is a far greater challenge, but we're not looking to him to try to surpass him, because usually when we're looking at other people, we're comparing ourselves, and I want to do as good as they're doing, but with our eyes on Christ, to strengthen us, to give us the help. There is no competition in that. It's just looking to him for help, to help me run the race that he has put in front of me. I mean, think about the people that are mentioned here. I mean, Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham, completely different circumstances, completely different lives, completely different things that they're called to do, but all with the same faith, believing God, trusting him, not in themselves, not looking at strength within themselves, but looking to him. Things to do the impossible. I just want to encourage us. It's 1 Corinthians 12. We're not in this alone. The Spirit gives gifts. For to one is, in 12:7, but to each one of us. So if you're a part of the body, if you're a part of the body of Christ of this church, then each one includes every one of us. But each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For others, we're given a manifestation of the Spirit, a grace. That's what the gifts are. They're graces that are given to us by God, by the Spirit specifically, for the body. Not for the body to see, for the body to be benefited by. For to one is given the word of wisdom, and through the Spirit to another the word of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. See, we're not all called to be George Mueller. I mean, it's okay to mention people like that and Whitfield and, you know, Brainerd, David Brainerd, and you can think about other missionaries, other heroes in the faith, but you know what? I'm not called to be an R.C. Sproul. I'm not gifted to be an R.C. Sproul. So I don't have to worry about that. It's the race that God has put before me. That's the race I have to worry about running with my eyes fixed on Him. And it's the same for all of us. Oh, my faith is so weak. Well, I couldn't do it. I couldn't go under the bridge. There's no way. Well, you know, maybe the Lord's not calling you to do that, but He is gifted you for something. So much. I mean, I said it the other day. There is nothing secular for the Christian. You mop the floor in here, that is a priestly service unto the Lord. It is spiritual. It is holy. It is righteous and good. If you're doing it unto the Lord, then don't think the Lord looks at that like man looks at it. We categorize stuff way too much. That's carnal thinking. That's carnal thinking. The one who receives the prophet in the name of the prophet will receive a prophet's reward. You have a prophet come to your house, you give them a place to stay for the night, you send them on their way. You receive a prophet's reward. That's what Jesus said. That's what Scripture says. As much as you give a drink of cold water to someone, you've just served Christ. I mean, we need to really believe this, because it takes away the pressure. It takes away the, oh, well, I can't do that. And what can you do? What has the Lord gifted? And I'm not complaining. I'm not preaching. I'm trying to help us out and maybe relieve some guilty consciences and maybe take some pressure off. Because I think we put too much guilt upon ourselves. And, oh, I can't do that thing. I can't speak, or I can't, you know, what can you do? What has the Lord enabled you to do? What burden do you have that you feel like you can't do? There's a measure of faith in that, isn't there? Yeah, almost every preacher I've ever known did not like speaking in front of people. That was me. Just terrified to do it, but yet a burden to do something. So it's not what can you do comfortably. It's what can you do with the Lord's help, not in your own strength. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. We just can't. We can do nothing for the kingdom of God apart from Him. But the Spirit has given each of us by the same Spirit faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by one Spirit, to another effecting of miracles, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing of spirits, various kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually just as he wills. For there is one body, for even as the one, I'm sorry, I'll try to read again. For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. Again, we're called to run the race with endurance set in before us. Our race. Can that mean corporately the church in this day and what we're faced with in this day? Yeah, absolutely. But a little insight, we're not facing anything new that the church before us hasn't faced. Downgrade controversy in Spurgeon's day. It existed before Spurgeon in his day. It existed in the time of Christ. It existed in the time of Paul. Downgrading the truth, taking away from it, carnalizing things, taking supernatural things out of being a Christian, of having the Spirit of God living in you. You are Christ's body and individually members of it. And as God has appointed in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles and gifts and healings, administrations, varied kinds of tongues, are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? All are not prophets, are they? All are not teachers, are they? All are not workers of miracles, are they? All do not have gifts of healings, do they? All do not speak with tongues, do they? All do not interpret, do they? But earnestly desire the greater gifts corporately for the body. Desire greater gifts. Desire gifts that will honor the Lord and not draw attention to self. Greater gifts. That the love of Christ might be put on display through, that stretch our faith. He's obviously combating what seems to be an inordinate affection with tongues that's going on at Corinth, and so he deals with that quite a bit and pointing to other things. But again, my purpose in this, let all things be done for edification. We exist for each other in the body. Our role in the body is to build the body up, to help the body. Build up, well, that, you know, that kind of sounds like leader. No, build up, help, serve, bearing a burden, taking a burden off someone. One of the most spiritual, selfless, helpful things you can do is sit and listen to someone. And maybe not even give them any counsel. I mean, maybe you can say something to help. But bearing a burden, allowing someone to unload a burden off themselves. And you just have the spiritual gift of listening, maybe. I'm not joking. I mean, there's no exhaustive list here. The gifts and the abilities the Spirit gives, or whatever can be used for the body to glorify God. We exist to serve one another, and in our serving one another, in the love of God, in the love of Christ, we're serving Him. A that's why Scripture and the Lord knows nothing about Lone Ranger Christians. So again, just that's all I've got, but just a reminder, run the race set before you with your eyes fixed on Christ, the author and perfecter of your faith. He started it. He granted faith to you. He opened your eyes so that you could see. He doesn't see for you, but he made it possible for you to see. You know, God doesn't believe for us, but he does what's possible so that we can believe. He opens our eyes. He raises us, quickens us, gives us life. Just don't look at other people, but look to the Lord. And what can we do? What can you do to serve the body? And yes, just being here and sitting in a chair is something we can all do. Maybe you got to stand up from time to time, but the being here part. But there's more. We're not, coming to church is not for what we get out of it. And people that come for that don't get anything out of it. Because that's not how the Lord works. You come to give, and in your giving, you receive. That's the way the Lord does it. That's his method. That's his plan. He poured himself out in what? He received strength from above. In his serving here in his earthly ministry, he emptied himself and he gave. And as he gave, he received help from his Father, help from the Spirit. It's the same. He's left us an example. Anyway. Well, that's it for this evening. We'll get out a little early.